More Australians than ever say they have no religious affiliation. The Australian Bureau of Statistics released the census figures today. They show that there are now more people who don't have a religion than people who say they're Anglican. Catholicism is still the most common religion in Australia, but the no-religion group is rapidly catching up. The fastest-growing religion is Hinduism, Will Ockenden reports.
It seems the promise of heaven is no longer enough to keep Australians interested in following a religion.
What we see with the 2011 census data is that no religion is up as a response. It's taken over Anglican to become the second highest response to the religion question on the census.
Aaron Walker is from the Australian Bureau of Statistics.
All the figures we collect in the census are very important. So religion will go towards giving support for planning on things like community groups, government, things like that.
The ABS figures continue the trend upwards for no religion and downwards for Christianity. Way back at the first census in 1911, 96% of Australians said they were Christian. That's fallen to 61% today. That said, Christianity is still by far the most popular religion in the country, with a touch over three-fifths of the population identifying with it, a point David Nicholls, president of the Atheist Foundation, disagrees with.
They ought to get off their bottoms and get into their churches, because at the moment only 7% of the Australian population bothers to back up their religion by regularly attending a church.
There are now more people who say they don't follow a religion than people who say they're Anglican. Only the Catholic religion has more followers than people who don't have any. David Nicholls says he's happy the no religion continues to grow.
Politicians have to wake up that this is all fairy story stuff. They should not be following that line. They should be following what empirical evidence shows them.
Overall, about 61% of Australians say they're Christian, down 3% from 2006. Catholics lost 0.5%, Anglicans lost a touch over 1.5%. Rob Forsyth is the Anglican Bishop of South Sydney.
They're kind of what I expected, even if I'm not massively happy with them. That is, I think there's been a long-term decline of the dominance of the Christian faith, or the Christian affiliation in Australia, although it still remains dominant. I expected an increase in the no religion, because I think people are being much more upfront about things now.
Most worrying for religion is that young people, 15 to 34-year-olds, report no religion at a higher rate than the rest of the population.
That's something which raises the challenge for the churches about young people and youth ministry, because that's very much a trend for the future, unless that's changed.
Sydney Catholic Bishop Julian Porteous agrees.
We need to present in a fresh and vital way the significance and meaning of Christianity for their lives.
The Christian faith has, over the years, played a significant role in Australian society, helping to shape debate. The Atheist Foundation argues as the popularity of Christianity falls, so should its influence. Sydney Catholic Bishop Julian Porteous.
Religions do have a contribution to make to the society in the sense that they would have understandings about the nature of human life. So we don't impose ourselves, but we do want to propose to society to say, look, these are the things we believe in, this is the way we understand human life.
While the Christian religion continues to fall, the fastest growing religion is Hinduism. It jumped 0.6%, helped significantly by immigration, with 84% of Australian Hindus now born overseas. Judaism also rose slightly, as did followers of Islam and Buddhism. One of the biggest religion increases was for followers of the Jedi from the science fiction classic Star Wars. Aaron Walker from the ABS says there's been a 13% jump in Jedi followers.
Jedis are on the up. They now have 65,000 in Australia, up from 58,000 in 2006, so they must be on an intergalactic recruitment campaign.
Aaron Walker from the Bureau of Statistics, finishing Will Ockenden's report.